Greetings in Jesus' name on this 27th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2020. I hope that you are having a terrific Tuesday and that you are enjoying the good blessings of the Lord. During these days, we're down in Powell, Tennessee at the Temple Baptist Church where I'm preaching and teaching the Word of God during Baptist Friends 2020. Also, it's their missions conference and their youth congress, and we are asking God to give us great and mighty blessings as we deliver the Word of God and preach in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us as we are traveling along. I'm preaching during this week on this series, These Things. And that phrase is mentioned four times in the Word of God in the book of 1 John. It's actually mentioned many times in the Word of God, but in 1 John, it's mentioned four times. And when you study these, they're absolutely life-changing. On yesterday, we looked at these things of full joy. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Today, I want us to look at these things of holiness. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "My little children, these things write I unto you." The things that are written right there in the five chapters that are in the book of 1 John. "These things write I unto you, that ye sin not." That's the plan. That's God's purpose. That's His perfect will for our lives, that we sin not. The Lord's plan is that we are a holy people. And the Bible says that He's written these things, that ye sin not. I believe every believer that is out there in the radio listening audience today has a desire to live holy, has a desire to do the right thing, has a desire to be a man or a woman of God that honors the Lord with their life. And so these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And then it says this, "And if any man sin..." Oh my, we know that to be true. Though we think about vertically before God Almighty, whenever we were born again, we were declared righteous. Thank God Romans 5:1 is still in the book. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has declared unto us His very righteousness." And so with the Lord, it's all set. But horizontally, we're still in this world. And because we're still in this world, this little phrase, "And if any man sin." When we sin, we don't desire to. We do not want to. It's not in our heart to go out and sin. It's the will of God. "These things are written unto us, that you sin not. But if any man sin..." What is the truth about this? If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Oh, there might be some defense attorneys that are out there today that could really defend you, but there is no advocate like my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan may accuse us. Satan may say, "What about that dirty, rotten, low-down Brother Bell?" And he might accuse the brethren, as it says in the Word of God. But thanks be unto the Lord today that we have an advocate with Jesus Christ the righteous. And He's written these things unto us, that ye sin not. And so as we begin to study the little book of 1 John, we begin to see the wonderful truths that are written therein that help us to live a holy life. For example, he says in this same chapter in the Word of God, verse 15, "Love not the world." Boy, that'll keep you from sinning. Just loving not the world. That'll keep you on the straight and narrow. That'll keep you going the right way. That'll keep you saying the right thing. But anybody that's out there that loves the world, you can guarantee you that sin is going to be the result of that lifestyle. We must continue to read these truths in 1 John. "These things write we unto you, that you sin not." I'm glad that we can live a holy life through reading this little epistle, 1 John. The Lord can teach us. He can guide us and direct us. And we can live that life that truly counts for Him. You've been listening to this Tuesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.